Hi, and welcome to Beyond the Game podcast. I am your host, Delaney LaShore. In this podcast, I invite student athletes to openly discuss their interests, aspirations, and lives outside of their sport. You'll be able to hear more about these guests on a more personal level besides the sport they play. These athletes will share their future hopes and plans post-college, their passions and personal hobbies, and some tips on how to prevent burnout from their sport. Welcome to Beyond the Game. Welcome to the first Beyond the Game podcast. Today I have with me guest speakers Allie Hendrickson and Charlie Boone. These two amazing women play soccer at University of Montana. And not only are these two girls insane soccer players, but they're also my closest friends and goofiest roommates. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Charlie Boone.
Hi, I'm Allie Hendrickson.
We also call her Ricky, if you want to know.
Yep.
Ricky, how did you get your name?
From my last name, you know, there was two Allies already on the team, and so they assigned me that my first day here, so it's just stuck ever since.
Ricky!
And you like it?
Yeah, it's kind of just grown. Like, I just don't, like, really even think about it anymore. It's just my name.
Did you always like it?
Like, yeah, I didn't really care, so.
Oh, okay.
Kind of just flowed.
All right, do you guys want to tell them what majors you guys have?
I'm planning. One, two, three.
Finance!
We're going to harmonize on that.
And when are you guys graduating? What year are you? Just a little bit about yourselves.
I'm Charlie. I'm graduating this spring in 2024.
And I'm graduating in the fall, but I'll pursue my MBA after that for another year.
Now that she mentioned it, I'm also pursuing my MBA right now, as well as finishing up my undergrad.
You guys competing?
It's not much of a competition when I'm just clearly smarter than her.
Delaney, this podcast is triggering.
Anyway, no, not a competition, but we're here to support each other, and I like to take her answers.
I'd like to say it's competition 24/7 with this one.
Pretty much.
It's chunky monkey.
All right, so the basis of this podcast is just getting to know you guys more outside of soccer and the position you play. So if you guys don't mind, I have a couple of maybe deeper questions to ask you guys.
Yeah.
What inspired you guys to choose a career path of finance?
Char, I'll let you have this one to start.
Well, to be honest, I was between accounting and finance, and I think the main thing that pushed me towards finance was that it's less black and white than accounting. There, I feel like it's pretty broad, and there's a lot of different branches you can go out into. Plus, honestly, the idea of making money and just being in, like, a stable career that way was pretty driving, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say she hit it on the head pretty hard there. I think also, like, I knew I wanted to pursue a business career, and none of the other business options seemed too appealing to me. My sister's also a finance major, and so she kind of paved the way a little for me there. But I also think it just teaches you some good life money skills as well.
Ricky, do you do a little bit of finance for your family's business?
No. No, I'm just kidding. My mom does most of, like, the finances, but I'll help her out every so often with just, like, kind of some scut work. It's pretty simple, but, yeah, it's cool to look at that stuff.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so you guys are both upperclassmen, so you're pretty well informed about how heavy soccer is and school is on your guys' lives. Have you been able to have any time to do other things or hobbies to prevent burnout?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think in the summertime it's a lot easier to find fun things to do. Like, we went biking a lot this summer, floating, kind of just did a ton of fun stuff, and we don't have that much soccer or school. But, like, when school gets going, I'd say it's really hard to find other things to do because you don't have the time or energy so much. But do you have any things you like to do?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely easier when we have no school and it's just like soccer workouts in the morning and then we have the rest of the day to kind of do what we want to do. But I don't know, I'm trying, as a house, I mean, I feel like we have a list of stuff that we try to do during the springtime just to have little fun days. But again, like it's been said, we literally have one off day and a lot of that comes down to just resting. But there's little things here and there that I feel like we do that we don't even notice that are like little hobbies.
Yeah, I agree. I think a big hobby of ours is just like social time and just hanging out and going on walks or just like simple things. It doesn't need to be an extravagant hobby.
Yeah. I think sometimes too, like we're away from the house like almost the entire day. So then when we have the moments to just chill, it's honestly pretty relaxing and nice to just talk as a house. And I don't know.
Yeah, totally. And I think as a team, they do a pretty good job of like preventing burnout, at least from my experience. Like they keep things interesting and varying a lot. So it's not like we're just doing the same thing every day. So that also helps.
And now that we're in this thing called 20-hour weeks, like NCAA, we can't go over 20 hours of play. Our team's doing, like, fun activities on Sundays, and today we got to rock climb. So, I mean, those are, like, little activities that we get to do.
I mean, like, it's hard because it's still a forced activity, but, like, once you're there, it's actually a lot of fun, and I've always kind of enjoyed them.
Yeah, you could say our hobby last spring was taekwondo, because we did that every Sunday. And Delaney's pretty bad.
So, we did go rock climbing today. What did you guys think of it?
I mean, I'm pretty much a seasoned pro at this point, but I thought it was cool for the beginners to, like, maybe get a chance to do some amateur work, but, yeah.
I mean, at some point they had to kick Ricky and I off the wall because we just went up and down it too many times. Slap that top, rang that bell, but it's good to let the other one balayage, or what's it called? Paleo.
I don't even know.
It's good to have the other ones.
Yeah,
once in a while.
You guys were talking about the fun little activities we do as a house. Can we just talk about our unique fun trivia nights that we have?
Yes. It typically involves me asking my roommate some questions. And Delaney is a trivia god.
Said no one ever. Yeah.
So it's a work in progress. But we're working on it, and yeah, we just kind of do some trivia. But I don't really like to play because no one really asks me questions.
Well, because Ricky knows every question ever.
That's
probably
not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Don't you two have competitions about how quick you can name every country in the United or oh my gosh, in the world?
In the United States, yes.
One. Yes.
The trivia god is back at it.
Right now, Charlie is winning that world country quiz because she can name all of them.
It's not fair because she has tiny fingers and can hit the keys, and I have fat fingers and they hit all the keys.
Well, not a personal problem. Speed kills.
Okay, so different question. If you guys had more free time, what would be some hobbies and activities that you guys would honestly kind of pick up?
That's a good question. Probably swimming, tennis, biking, running, baseball.
Baseball.
Co-ed basketball.
Volleyball.
Probably surfing. River surfing. Just to name a few.
Knitting. Cooking.
Hiking.
Oh, yeah. Like, these all sound so, like, small, but being a college athlete, like, you really do have to put a lot of your time towards your sport, so you get closed off from all the little things that I feel like are open to people who don't play college athletics. So, when we get the chance to just go play around and play basketball in the rec center, it's some of the most fun I feel like we have all year.
Totally, I totally agree. And I think it's hard, especially because you don't want to be doing too much on the weekends when you do have off days. Like, you don't want to go out and ride your bike and go on hikes and do all this crazy activity because you go into the next week really fatigued. But, yeah, I think it's so fun when you just play and have fun and not worry about that stuff.
Yeah. And I would say as a house, we're pretty good at going out of our comfort zone. I think we play tennis in the summer. What else did we do in the summer? Floating, tennis. Obviously.
Tennis, biked.
You and Ricky biked around a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Until one of the roommates flattened my tire. So, the bike's on IR. But we did scooter. We have two Razor scooters.
Which are a lot of work, actually.
Yeah, it's a workout.
I love eating Delaney's baked goods.
Yeah, she is a chef.
A
baker.
Aw, thank you guys. Boy, I love making them for you.
Tonight she made snickerdoodle bars.
Snickerdoodle blondies.
And I had 4.
Well, I had 5.
They remind me of the elephant ears at the fair. And earlier this week she made really good banana bread.
That was really good.
Alright guys, we're talking about you.
Alright. Well, Delaney is also an athlete.
I am an athlete. Okay, so I have some, like, future questions to ask you guys. So, since you guys are both graduating soon, where do you guys see yourselves after graduation? Like, what do you guys see yourselves doing?
Well, I have another year of eligibility. So I'm coming back! I'm gonna just continue to do my MBA and finish out my final year of eligibility, and then I'm considering looking at playing professionally either in the United States or overseas, so at least for maybe another year, and then we'll see what else comes.
What's your dream place
to play? I think playing like in Australia or Italy would be really, really cool personally, but yeah.
It would be really fun to visit and watch you.
I know. Imagine.
For me, I have 2 years of eligibility left, and so the future is too far away to think about. However, I think I'll be hanging up the boots after those 2 years and probably pursuing my CEO career path, starting at the bottom.
That actually leads me to my next question. What is your guys' dream jobs?
I would really like to be...
We'll come back to you.
All right, I'm going to take this one. Yeah. I think it'd be really cool to be a GM of a sports team.
All right. Stop stealing my ideas!
Well, maybe you should have said it.
We can do it together.
Yeah, and I think it would just be honestly really cool to own a sports team. But being a little bit more realistic, I think it would be cool to work on kind of the operations and finance side of either a sports team or kind of like for a larger company that I'm pretty passionate about. So yeah, maybe an underwater welder if I'm feeling bold.
ExxonMobil's
hiring.
Genius marketing, by the way. Yeah, I also want to work in sports, but I don't know what branch I would want to work in for them, but I would just like to be around the athletes, and I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool. It's something I'm passionate about, so I could find myself liking a bunch of different areas within it. But yeah,
I can definitely see both of you guys doing that. Your own business, too. It'd be like a Charlie and Allie business.
We have a podcast, actually.
We are actually podcastors as well.
It's called Chicks with Chuck and Rick.
Yeah. We're all about the marketing.
We are.
What's the podcast? What do you guys talk about in the podcast?
We talk about
controversial takes on sports.
Yeah.
Because we feel like there's not enough women in the sports podcasting industry that really get to speak their mind.
Exactly. She hit it on the head.
And Delaney films for us, which is pretty awesome.
I find so much enjoyment in it, honestly. Okay, last two questions, then I'll let you guys do your finance stuff. these sweet roommates to let me interview them for a little bit in between their assignments. So, what is the best piece of advice you would give any student athlete?
Delaney, that's a hard question.
That's a good question, Delaney.
These two are going to be hard.
I would say that it goes so fast that just don't take it so seriously, because at the end of the day, man, it's who you eat the team dinners with.
That is so true. It's the little joys. It's... I don't know how to describe it more than that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, enjoy those little moments where you're stuck up in the airport or, I don't know, you're at a team restaurant.
Sitting on the couch with your teammates.
Yeah. you're playing a sport that's, like, you enjoy, but I feel like it's who you're playing it with, so.
For sure.
Just enjoy all those moments.
Awesome. And last question is, what is something you are most proud of yourself? Or you are most proud of?
Like, within our sport?
Just in general.
Or in general?
Yeah.
You have one?
No.
Oh.
Why don't we say one for each other?
I like that.
Charlie, I'm most proud of your hair growth journey.
Yeah, sports has taken a toll on my hair growth, so you know what?
Sorry, me too.
I have the castor oil and the rosemary oil going to work!
She's really come a long way. I'm just so proud.
No, I've killed it, actually, throughout my 4 or 5 years.
Well, if you didn't know that, Charlie transferred schools, and so I'm proud of her making the right decision to leave.
Thank you.
That the school that shall not be named.
Thank you. I'm proud of Ricky for overcoming this incredibly horrific injury. I was misdiagnosed in the beginning. She did such a good job. 2 surgeries later and she's back on the pitch, doing better than ever. With slight knee pain, but...
All right. Thank you, Delaney.
Thank you, guys. That was so sweet and cute.
And we're proud of Delaney.
We're proud of Delaney. Mm.
Always.
For her baked goods.
Her mama bear mentality.
Her long legs.
Her love.
Okay.
Her kind right. words. Her
Thank laugh, you guys
her
so much.
Alarm clock.
Did that go off the other day? All right. Last, okay. Thank you, Allie, and, well, Ricky, and Charlie, for coming on to the podcast.
Yes.
Any last things?
No.